The beginning, 1939. That she was beautiful, that her nails were red and tickled the palm of his hand, that she could talk and laugh so generously she gave his answers grace, that her eyes could flush past brown and into black. These were the reasons he turned away from his books in the evening and spent his paychecks on small clusters of gardenias, which she would tie around her wrist with a wide green band, or folders of new sheet music, songs she would hum on the streetcar or sing while they walked. He'd never courted a lady before, had never known how much small conversation mattered. He'd never learned to waltz. He'd never felt this foolish or this happy. After he'd called on her, he'd walk back to the rooming house, remembering things she'd said. It was summer. The sky was full of heat and water. He'd take his time, promise himself that when he saw her next, he'd leave no long, tight pauses for her to fill. And he would pause beneath a gas lamp and pull the photograph she'd given him into light. It was a profile, her sitting at her piano. Whatever tune she had been playing then was one she knew by heart. The music stand was bare, her chin was tilted up, her eyes were closed. And while her left hand was dissolving in a bass chord into shadow, her right hand, a little closer to the camera, was caught in the air between the last note and the next.